A fully loaded Boeing 747 weighs up to 412,000 kilograms at takeoff. That is roughly the mass of 55 adult elephants. And yet it leaves the ground every single time. That fact alone should stop you cold, Alina, because it means something extraordinary is happening in the physics of that moment. According to NASA's Beginner's Guide to Aeronautics, any airplane in flight is acted on by exactly four primary forces: lift, weight, thrust, and drag. These four forces are not just academic labels. They are the entire story of how flight works, and understanding their balance is the key to understanding everything else about planes. Think of a tug of war with two ropes pulling in opposite directions simultaneously. Weight pulls the aircraft straight down toward Earth's center. It includes the mass of the structure, the fuel, the passengers, the baggage, every kilogram on board. Thrust pushes forward, generated by jet engines or propellers. Drag resists that forward motion, acting along and opposite to the flight path, and lift acts perpendicular to the flight path, pushing the aircraft upward. Now, the key idea is this. In steady, level, unaccelerated flight, lift equals weight, and thrust equals drag exactly. The moment any one of those four forces shifts, the aircraft accelerates or changes direction. That equilibrium is not passive. It is actively maintained every second by the aircraft's systems and the pilot's inputs. So how does a wing actually produce lift? Here is where it gets interesting for you, Alina. The wing generates lift by changing the motion of air flowing around it. The wing's shape, called an airfoil, is curved on top and flatter on the bottom. Air flowing over the curved upper surface must travel a longer path, which changes the pressure distribution across the wing. Pressure differences between the upper and lower surfaces contribute to lift. But Bernoulli's principle alone does not tell the whole story. Newton's third law is equally at work. When the wing turns airflow downward, the airflow pushes back on the wing in the opposite direction, upward. Both effects are real, both matter. They are not competing explanations, they are complementary ones. The angle between the wing's chord line and the oncoming airflow is called the angle of attack. Increasing that angle generally increases lift, but there is a hard limit. Exceed the critical angle of attack, and airflow separates from the wing's surface. Lift collapses. That is a stall, one of the most important concepts in aviation safety. Takeoff is the moment all four forces are most dramatically in play. For example, consider what happens on the runway. The engines build thrust, drag resists forward motion, and weight pins the aircraft to the ground. The aircraft must accelerate until the wings generate enough lift to exceed weight. That transition, wheels leaving the ground, is a significant physical event. Static friction and inertia must be overcome before the aircraft can even begin to accelerate. Once airborne and climbing, the force relationships shift again. During a climb, thrust must support not just forward motion, but also the component of weight acting along the upward flight path. That means more thrust is required to climb than to maintain level flight at the same speed. Remember that. Climbing costs energy in a very direct, measurable way. The takeaway here is that flight is not magic. It is a constant, dynamic negotiation between four physical forces. Aircraft designers spend careers chasing favorable relationships among lift, drag, thrust, and weight. Drag itself has two main components: parasitic drag from the aircraft's body moving through air, and induced drag that is a direct byproduct of producing lift. Reduce drag too aggressively, and you compromise structural strength or lift capacity. Add weight for passengers and cargo, and you demand more lift, which demands more thrust, which burns more fuel. Every design decision ripples through all four forces simultaneously. The aircraft's total weight acts through a single point called the center of gravity. Lift and drag act through the center of pressure. Keep those points aligned correctly, and the aircraft is stable. Lose that alignment, and control becomes a serious challenge. Flight, Alina, is a balancing act, not a metaphor, but a precise physical reality that engineers, pilots, and physicists have spent over a century learning to master.